I wanna see,
nobody.
Wanna feel,
nobody.
Wanna touch,
nobody.
I wanna kiss,
nobody.
I wanna free,
nobody.
I wanna say,
nobody.
Nothing like,
nobody.
It's like a jungle atmosphere, and we're two monkeys, baby. It's like we're on a vine, the way we're swinging it, baby. See, you're a tiger, girl, the way you're scratching me. I'm a lion, in this jungle, I'm a king. Girl, I got you so wet, it's like a rainforest. Like Jurassic Park, except I'm your sexosaurus, babe. You and me hopping like two kangaroos, rattling and moaning out here in these woods. Those are the sounds I wanna hear when you're moaning in my ear. Girl, you're singing to me. You got me locked up in your cage of ecstasy, and I don't wanna be free, cause it's
wild like a zoo.
And that's the way I like it, baby.
Crazy, me and you,
making love like we was just two
heated animals.
Baby, come and lay with me in my jungle. Ooh, it's where I'm about to go. Turn your body around and beat the skins like it's a bongo. A thousand birds about the tree. Girl, life is gonna be. That is how it's gonna be. Climaxing you and me. Touch the root of your soul. Let Mother Nature take control. Over us is raining leaves. So come on, girl, let's plant these seeds, yeah. Baby, those are the sounds I wanna hear when you're moaning in my ear, singing. Got me locked up in your cage of ecstasy, and I don't wanna be free, cause
wild like a zoo,
and that's the way I like it, baby.
Crazy, me and you,
making love like we was just a
heated animal.
Baby, won't you come and lay in my jungle? Y'all don't understand. Like two cheetahs running free, African butterfly to me, you're my safari fantasy. Girl, this is heaven to me. Baby, we are like coconut and banana
it's
tree.
It's a tropical
chemistry.
Like the wildlife,
I'm doing you, baby.
I'm doing you, baby.
You're doing me, baby.
You're doing me, baby.
It's you and me.
You and me.
Going wild.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. Man, we got tons of stuff going on tonight, so I hope y'all are ready to turn up and turn out with your boy Big Bap. So go ahead and get you a nice strong drink together as we fully embrace Women's History Month. Sometimes in your life, you have to take a chance to do what is right. And I can't judge anybody for doing what they don't want to do, but in my honest opinion, as we celebrate women, I need people to understand we have to be mindful of what greatness looks like, okay? R. Kelly is a certified musical genius, but he does have to be held accountable if he committed a crime. That doesn't mean I cannot enjoy his music. Elvis is considered one of the greatest legendary musicians of all time, but that doesn't stop people from believing in him, regardless of what he may or may not have done was questionable in this day and time. When he did it, they accepted it. The generations that came before us allowed him to continue to be the man that he was. So please don't hold it any different in our generation when we say he's already lived and put out the bodies of music that he's put out. And if you look at what he's done, his music should stand the test of time against what it goes against, other music. I'm so tired of people trying to tell black people we can't be great. Look at some of the greatest people who had to go through so much just to be great. Look at Florence Flojo. Look at Jackie Joyner Kersee. Look at all the legendary black people who have had rules changed because of them. Simone Biles. The cards are always stacked against us when it's time to show proof of what we've done on this great planet. But when everybody else gets to show what they've done, it gets said without any reservations or without any hesitation how great they are. So regardless of the lack of morality, the indifference, or whatever it is that you feel about who are black entertainers, cultural adversaries, and all the different things that have stood the test of time, we have shown give us the same accolades and the same credit, because I'm tired of people looking at us as if we only do just a little bit and everything else against us has to go the other way because we made a bad decision. That goes for our men, and it damn sure go for our women. So let me go ahead and welcome my dog in here. Y'all know it's time to get this show crack-a-lacking. I got my girl Lucy in the building, and y'all know my boy D about to come in here and shut it down too. But let's go ahead and bring that light skin. What is it, Rambo?
What's up?
Oh, you sounded excited.
Right.
You
want me to come behind that?
Start tonight.
You want me to come behind that?
Yep. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on with.
What it do, D? How y'all weekend going, man? It's Sunday. What's going on in y'all end of the world?
Nothing. Just chilling.
Learning as much as the game. You sitting here watching
the game right now.
How'd you
feel about that game, though?
I like the format. I like the new format, the one that they started last year. You know what I'm saying? Each quarter starts back at zero. And whatever team wins for that, huh? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
first
I like
off,
this.
I got to put, what game you watching?
All-Star game.
Okay.
And,
gotcha.
And this year, that they're playing for HSBCUs. HBCUs, my friend. And each quarter, whatever team wins, they win $150,000 for their respective. They win $150,000 for their respective charity, and then
okay.
I think, and then both teams' charities are black. You know what I'm saying? Like black schools. For their scholarships and stuff like that.
The one thing I could truly say about this NBA All-Star game is they are really, they did more than enough to me to satisfy them being represented as the sports black brand in America.
You said the what?
The sports black brand in America.
Yes.
Because, I mean, and don't get me wrong, the NBA and the NFL and Major League Baseball and every other sport out there is making strides, but I feel like if we want to talk about a brand right now that is capturing the hearts and minds of the young black talent that's coming behind us, I'd have to say the NBA is leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. What do you think about that?
I love it. And you know what? I think this is the only year that they don't have a white person on either team. American white person. Let me say that. All of them, if they're white on the team, they're European. It's something new. That's something to think about right there.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. When I look at how this All-Star weekend is shaping up, I mean, I look at the money that they're putting into HBCUs, the education things that they're trying to get out there, just the different things that the NBA players are truly doing between them and the WNBA, actually being on the forefront, making it a part of their league, doing what they're doing. Right now, yes. Is there ways that it can get better, be better, look better, be better? I think there are ways that they can get better. But I just look at both of those. What's that?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
If you look at the NBA and the NFL, when you look at the merger of the league to make them the conglomerate that they are, I think if you look at the historical trajectory of both brands and where they come from, right? I think
right.
the NBA currently in its current position is outpacing the NFL for having a better cultural understanding of its majority stakeholders. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, but you know what? Because this goes back to the conversation that we had on the show about a month ago. When we had this conversation about the NFL and the NBA. So, but, you know what I mean? I like it. And plus, you know what? I think this format for that they just used just for this year about condensing everything into one day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I think they're gonna have to really look into this. You know what I'm saying? Because it's cool to do the whole weekend, whatever. But stretching it out, you know what I'm saying? Because they're gonna do the dunk contest during the halftime. You know what I'm saying? During halftime. They did the 3-point contest before, and they did the skills contest before. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to do something else, like on a Saturday, you could probably do the celebrity game, which gets a lot of people out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The rookie game. You know what I'm saying? You could do that on the Saturday, but you know what I'm saying. But other than that, I think what they got going on right now is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm with you. I really think they need to hone in on taking advantage of that, because I think when you look at it, it brings not just more fans to it, but it's more aesthetically pleasing when you know, okay, All-Star Weekend. If you want to catch the rookies on Friday or the celebrity on Friday or Saturday, that's cool. But you don't, to me, you already have enough sports going on during this time. You got college basketball, you got NBA. Typically, you would be getting ready to end that up, follow with the draft. You got UFC, boxing looks like it's starting to make a major comeback in sport. So I look at, if you really pick a day and really own the market and TV, I think owning a day is more powerful than attempting to try to own a weekend. Because at least
right.
you know, like right now, I haven't changed my TV in like maybe 2.5-3 hours just because of the high level. I mean, the high level and the consistency, because they have to go ahead and keep it moving. Before, you had so much fluff and so much unnecessary stuff, it just looked
right,
like
right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Everything is concentrated into this one day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know what I'm saying? And it's making it more better. You know what I'm saying? And plus, These guys, last time they played, you know what I'm saying? The last time a lot of these guys played was probably Wednesday, Thursday. I think Thursday was the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursday was the last game. You know what I'm saying? And then they jump on the flight. So, you know what I mean? Like, give Saturday just for fan appreciation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like the NFL do for, you know what I mean, during the Super Bowl,
right.
when the fans could get out there and actually get up to over there with the get up with their, you know what I mean, their favorite player or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, you know what I mean? Little meet and greet, which they do already, but it's just more, you know what I mean, like stuff like that, you know what I mean? But they do community service while they, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of rush, you know what I mean?
Yes. And that's the thing. It's about the fan experience. If you're going to
right.
do something, you have to give not just the fans there, But the fans that are not physically there, that are still technically paying for something through advertisement and other things, you still have to give that fan watching at home that same level of consistency that you're giving people in the crowd.
Right.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come out of this break, we're going to get into one of our favorite segments of this show, that is Black History is World History. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Bappin' Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
All right, y'all. Black History is World History. Tonight, we have Maya Shaka. On March 1st, Virginia Beach's own Maya Shaka has made history as the first ever black female official in the NFL. She'll also be just the second woman ever to officiate an NFL regular season game alongside Sarah Thomas. The first time Maya Shaka fell in love with football, she wasn't even sure what the sport was. As a child, she loved to go outside and toss a football around with her younger brother. This eventually led to her playing football with the boys in her neighborhood and grew to a full-fledged passion for the game in her teens. But when Shaka couldn't find a tackle football team in high school that would accept girls, she switched to other sports. It wasn't until her college years at Norfolk State University that she rediscovered her love for the game in a new way, officiating. Shaka has a bachelor's degree from NFU and majored in health, physical education, and exercise science. She also participated in the teacher certificate program and was a member of the Health Physical Education and Exercise Science Majors Club. Shaka is a health and physical education teacher at Renaissance Academy in Virginia Beach. The 2006 Norfolk State University graduate has been working with at-risk youth there for the past decade and is a former Teacher of the Year. Armed with a bachelor's in education, Shaka took a major leap and started two careers at once: a PE teacher, and a football referee. It did more than just pay off. Shaka has spent her career officiating major collegiate game events, including roles at both the Pac-12 Conference and Conference USA. She has been a part of the NFL's officiating development program since 2014, which takes officials at the college level and get some experience and exposure at the NFL level. Something, she says, took her to the big leagues. A statement made by Shaka: I am honored to be selected as an NFL official, but this moment is bigger than a personal accomplishment. It is an accomplishment for all women, my community, and my culture. So first, I would like to say congratulations to Maya Shaka. Do your thing. And fellas, I have a quick question for you. What are y'all thoughts on Maya Shaka becoming the first black NFL officiant?
I actually like it because it is cool, because the last year they implemented a white one. I don't know her credentials, but she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they put, you know what I'm saying, like they put a counterpart. But I think, you know, they put out a test of seeing one female out there just to see how it go over. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of with D on that. It's like when you listen to what's going on in the narrative, and I tell people this all the time, I am happy that our black women are getting the love and getting the attention and getting the support that they deserve, because I can tell you, there are some females that I sit down with and talk sports with, and they want to hurt some new feelings. And so, in that regard and in that light, I think it's beautiful. I think it gives women an opportunity to dream and strive for just more than doing things in the WNBA or, you know, women's leagues and stuff like that. I feel like if you're going to be in a career professional, all opportunities and all avenues should be open to you. There should always be somebody doing a first. There should always be a first something. And so I like it. I'm happy for her. I'm proud for her. But I'm going to let her know right now, listen, when my team play and you refereeing and you get a call, bro, you still going to be a black bitch, nappy-headed motherfucker. Like,
exactly.
Listen, this ain't no disrespect to nobody, but we know how we watch sports when we by ourselves, when we with our boys, when we in the stands. Like, and I'm like, let me say this, because I'm going to say this to Helen. I'm so tired of this cancel culture being so soft. Well, we can't say nothing to nobody.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that's the thing. If you're going to hire somebody to do the job, you got to understand the culture that's coming into that. Fans are crazy. That's why they put rules in place.
Exactly. That's the whole name of it. It's fanatic. So,
exactly. They got to understand. The term fans comes from the longer word in fanatic. We are crazy.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
some are crazier than others. Yeah. I'm taking a little bit
about the same thing.
Right. Me and you have.
Lord have mercy.
I'm trying to give other people credit.
No, but yeah, no, like I was just saying, just me and you argued over little stuff, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is just, you know what I mean, like, everything, you know what I mean, with the whole females coming into, you know what I'm saying, going, they're allowing, they're opening up for females coming into, like, referees and stuff like that for basketball.
And that was
and
about
football.
To be my next question. That was actually about to be my next question.
You know what I mean? Like, they,
The question was pretty much, you know, a lot of people feel as though football is a man's game, so how do y'all feel about them actually now finally coming around and putting the women on the field?
Because you got to, because it's women. There's a lot of women football fans.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as passionate as a whole for the whole league. They're tribal, meaning that's their team. If you're from North Carolina, you're probably a Tennessee Titans fan or a Panthers. You know what I'm saying? Carolina Panthers fan. And that's what they are. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But as a guy, the whole league, we have our team, but yet again, we could talk and be generalized with the whole league. But with a, as a female, majority of the female fans, you know what I'm saying? Well, majority of the female fans are just tribal, meaning like, oh, okay, I'm a Giants fan, and blah, 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 blah. They could walk you back down to the all the way to their grandfather liking this team. That's how we got that team and stuff like that. So
okay. So, fellas, did y'all hear about what's going on at All-Star Weekend, though?
What was going on?
Do y'all hear about the people who rented U-Hauls and are living out of the U-Haul? At All-Star Weekend,
no, I did not.
I was trying to find the video to share with y'all, but, yes, they have video footage of the girls getting out of the back of the U-Haul. They have girls actually selling meow meow out of U-Haul at All-Star Weekend. Like, they
are
really
the home of
turned up.
They are in Atlanta. The home of freaks.
They done.
What you think going
yeah,
on?
That's what I'm about to say. I said they took it back to freak, nigga.
But a whole U-Haul, though? Not a hotel room, but a U-Haul.
Apparently, you didn't go to freak me.
Apparently, I was too young to go to Freaknik. Thank you very much.
I was way too
young.
Well, that tells me enough right there.
I wasn't that young,
but I wasn't able to go.
Oh, we already know you went, Bap.
It's a difference, though. When you live in the South. You live in the South. Y'all closer to it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all privy to that information like that. Like, us from the North, we didn't find out.
Technically,
we didn't know about it, though.
I was technically in Tennessee, Kentucky. So I had to sneak out and get missing.
No, but I'm saying, like, y'all guys knew dates on when this joint was happening, like, stuff like that. But us, we figured it out, like, it was like a whole, like, couple of weeks, like, oh, you know, about Freaknik. We like, what's Freaknik? We didn't know nothing about it until it started popping up on videotapes. That was like 2 years.
So. Yeah, boy. Listen, Freaknik was so crazy. Like, if you didn't get there early, you couldn't even get to the city. They had the highways backed up.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard stories, but I've never, like, been. But I also hear about bitches living out of U-Hauls while they're there.
Nah, they were just smashing on the highway.
They were smashing on the highway. I kid you not.
I mean, I believe it because they was doing the same thing at Bike Week. You know what I'm saying? I remember standing outside and seeing hoes hit that embarrassing stroll the way get dropped off with their clothes all messed up in their hair. I believe it.
You can't get mad at nobody for hoeing. We've been hoeing our whole life. Ho.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So what y'all think about the Houston woman who was accused of scamming the government for $3.7 million through the PPP program for the CARES Act?
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that one. I didn't know that was in Houston, but I remember old girl.
Yes.
She said that she had her own little business. She was saying all this type of craziness.
Yeah, she
said
she had two businesses, so she did two applications. Y'all, she spent $725,000 on two homes, $78,000 for a 2020 Land Rover, $63,000 at Chanel, $46,000 at Neiman Marcus, and $14,000 at Apple. come on now. You thought they weren't going to get your ass.
But let's put it like this. Ask her if she ever paid off any of them phone bills. Is she current on her phone bill yet with Sprint or T-Mobile?
Yo, I saw that and I was just like, see, y'all setting us back, bro. Y'all doing all
no,
this stupid
cause I was, this is the crazy thing, is I was watching the news and I seen it and they went to the house and they was like, yo, they wanted to see if she was there. The person who ever answered the door was like, nah,
she
ain't here. Yeah, but this was funny. So as they were standing there trying to report whatever, they was like, and this person is just leaving out. And I'm like, yo, they go to Range Rover right there.
Okay, Dwayne, hold that thought. We about to head to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after.
Good.
Now I'ma do this thing like it ain't done before. Never leave the game stranded, I had to give more. I'ma give you what you want, what you waiting for? Make the music that the people can't ignore. A lot of niggas is bitches, a lot of bitches be tripping. A lot of them be wishing that they was in my position. A lot of niggas be cowards and most chicks be chickens. Fuck about the cluck, cluck, Eve ain't tripping. Most dudes is okay, half of the rest same. Talking about what they wanna do, reality they can't. Ask them what they life worth, watch them draw a blank. I really ain't got no interest if it don't involve the bank. Most of the time I'm nice to them, half the time I'm not. It ain't nothing new though, learned it from off the block. People think I changed much, cause I'm living good. Man, they get my voicemail, hair calling me rude. Sometimes I feel bad, most of the time I don't. Cause if I don't protect my shit, other niggas won't. Some want me to neglect my shit, take it for a joke. But I'm staying on the grind, never going back to broke.
Anything I want, I'm gonna get it cause I know I need it. It's easy coming and I know you hear it. Anything I need, gotta have it, bet I'm gonna grab it. Ain't nothing better than me satisfaction. Everything I am, cause I had to make it happen. They never thought that I would make it rapping. Anything I need, gotta have it, bet I'm gonna grab it. Ain't nothing better than me satisfaction.
Now I'ma do this thing like it ain't done before. Never leave the game stranded, I had to give more. I'ma give you what you want, what you waiting for? Make the music that the people can't ignore. See how we do this thing, dawg? Here we go again, Dre and Bombshell. Don't you love how it blend? Radio stations, DJs, they spin. Told y'all determined to win. You tryna enter through the back door? Ain't nothing happening. This whole shit is my shit, bitch. And I'm the captain. Can't beat me, join me, baby. Then get the clapping. Bang it in your whips to get your neck snapping. I know you hoping that I rest so you can breathe. Stress when we in the same places till I leave. Whisper to their friends what they wanna do to me. Wish they could erase me, take away the air I breathe and I feed. Cause that shit only give me hunger pains. Never let you motherfuckers put out my flame. Ready for whatever was strained to maintain. And I've always been a savage. About the fame, separate the girls from the women and the winning. Always knew the thrill was worth it from the beginning. Baby, what's the deal? I'm hurting them how I'm living. Gotta conquer it all. Now the world's my mission.
Anything I want, I'ma get it cause I know I need it. It's easy coming and I know you hate it. Anything I need, gotta have it, bet I'm gonna grab it. Ain't nothing better than me than satisfaction. Everything I am, cause I had to make it happen. They never thought that I would make it rapping. Anything I need, gotta have it, bet I'm gonna grab it. Ain't nothing better than satisfaction.
Ain't nothing hotter than this heat, y'all. It's like a magnet. I don't really mess with too many.
Hey, guys, what's going on, man? Everybody quiet. Nothing to say.
But, yeah, Dwayne, I saw that same exact stuff, and I was so weak because she popped in that trunk so quick. After they left that door. Like, baby, ain't no need of running now. She is facing what? I think they said 30 years?
And fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
For defrauding the government and all that. Yeah. They got her. Well, that's if they catch up with it, though.
Oh, 1 million maximum fine. Lord Jesus. I know
right. She's sick right now.
All right, guys, it is time for us to get into our favorite segment of the day. Helen, what day it is? All right. Let's make it do what it do. D, you see how excited your girl get when she gets 15 minutes of fame?
They feel bad.
I don't know.
She got excited. I hope Helen do as good. I hope Helen do as good with her 15 minutes as we about to do with this Black History World History. All right, okay, let's get to it. The first one up, today is National Flapjack Day.
And I'm ready, you know what I mean? I wanted some pancakes this morning, too.
I haven't had a pancake in a hot minute.
Let me not say I haven't made pancakes, because crepe is technically like, you got to make pancakes in order to make a crepe. But I made crepes recently. I didn't make pancakes, though, so. Been a while since I made pancakes.
Crepes ain't nothing but an omelet, potato omelet.
No. It's not potato. It's not potato.
I know it ain't.
Now, you can't make potatoes, but the quality of it, like, you really gotta work on that batter. I hate, because it is my thing. It's like, and I like good food, but people be trying to do too much with food. Now, everybody want to create some shit. Like, keep it simple. Like, just make it taste good.
All right,
we got the next day we have is National Be Heard Day. Today is encouraged for all small businesses across the country to make their presence known. So if you ever wanted a good, strong, positive day for a small business, March 7th is National Be Heard Day for your small business. So take the time to get your business out there and let them know, bitch, you do what it is. You don't got to beg people to be great. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. After that, we have National Cereal Day. Now, I don't know who made this list, but I don't see how you're going to have two breakfast items on the same list.
They don't be
thankful. Then what's your favorite cereal?
Somebody ain't paying attention.
What's your favorite cereal then?
Mine has to be Oops, All Berries or Apple Jacks.
Are we going with the worst cereals ever?
They're my favorite.
Your roof of your mouth is gone.
Are we going old school cereal or are we going new school cereal?
It don't matter, bro. Whatever. All
right, if I'm going old school, you got to give me the Captain Crunch, no berries, all crunch. If we go slow, if we're going to go now, you can give me some Honey Bunches of Oats now. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't need all that extra shit. Give me old simple-ass cereal now.
Y'all guys pick the worst cereal ever.
How's that the worst cereal ever?
Y'all both picked the craziest cereal. The ones that tear the roof of your mouth up.
No,
exactly. Captain Crunch. Yeah, we out
the
here. Oops, All Berries. Oh, my. Yeah, dude. It's one of the roughest cereals out there, man.
First of all, it's like drinking
Burnett's.
First of all, y'all be liking all those soggy ass cereals. Y'all like those cereals that you can't even chew on. You just get them bitches slurp the shit. Bitch, I want to chew on
my My favorite cereal is, what is it, my man? Fruity Pebbles.
Don't get foggy in 2.5 seconds. You
drop
the milk on them and they
gone. Maybe Lucky
Charms. Yo, somebody got too much noise.
That was me. Excuse me, guys. I'm playing a game of cards right there.
I don't drink the first vanilla. You ain't gonna drink it.
I'll talk to y'all guys later, man. It's gonna be a lot of noise in the background because we're about to play the song. All right. So, all right, man.
All right.
Appreciate it, boss man.
All right, man.
All right,
no
y'all
problem,
got being hella for the rest of the show, but we ain't gotta go out here and be great and act like he's being great. All right, so let's get back to this. So we still got a couple more to go. We also have National Crown Your Roast Pork Day. So, Helen, do you know what that day is all about?
No, what's it all about?
All right, so National Crown of Roast Pork Day is when you invite all your friends over for a feast, but you actually dress up, get elegant, do table settings. You roll up your sleeves, you put on the apron, you set your table, you get elegant, you pour cocktails, you serve some cheese plates, and all that other stuff to build conversation and get good company, get started. And then after all that stuff is done, you sit down and you put you set the table, and then you bring out the crown roast of pork as the last item, and that item sets the table for the evening, and everybody sits down and have a well elegant dinner. So on March the 7th, if you guys want to do something that's different, this is a good tradition that you can play with. And it's a day. So if you just want to get your friends together going forward on March the 7th, especially if it's on a weekend and you just want to do something a little different, that is a good way to spend a day doing. So I hope I taught you guys something, a little something. And then, Helen, we have one more. And this one happens on the first Sunday in March. It's not about what day. It happens every first Sunday in March. And this is called Finisher's Medal Day. And what happens is most places around the world, especially in the United States, hold marathons. And the winner, not the winner, but basically it is recognized for anybody who makes it across the finish line of a marathon or a half marathon on March 7th. So if you, any people who typically participate in marathon running, this is a big day for marathon running and marathon community. So, have you ever did a marathon, Helen?
When I was in the military.
That's not a marathon. That's PT.
No, shit. It was a marathon, goddamn. when we had to do them 6 and 7 mile runs, that was a marathon for me, bro. That was a marathon. I don't care what nobody says. Say what you want.
I mean, they're fun. I'm talking about the marathons like we see on TV, like when they be running for all day.
No, I'm good. I'm good, Mo. I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Well, you can't run away from the marathon like that.
I ain't got an Emma to have to run away.
Okay.
So I'm good.
What you going? You going to get in the shopping cart and roll? Oh, shoot. You know what I forgot to do? We got to talk about that right now. We have the raffle. Nobody reminded me about the raffle.
Oh, I was waiting. I thought you was doing that at the end.
Okay. Guys, if y'all want to participate in the raffle, we have a gift certificate to give away tonight. And, guys, understand, we're getting ready to start giving things away. So if you don't pay attention to the shows, if you miss a show from the day before or whatever, so at the 10 o'clock hour, the production manager is going to give us the question that we're going to ask for this raffle. You have to call into the show to win the raffle. The first person to call in and get the information right wins a $50 gift certificate or whatever you call those cards now, gift cards to, I think it's, don't make me lie, she'll tell me where it's at when we do the raffle. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to play another one of my fun segments, is tell y'all shit about shit y'all don't know that's going on in America. All right? So we will be back right after this quick commercial break.
Wait, my man.
To heaven on earth, where you will leave looking good, feeling good, and smelling good, from your dreamy eyes and succulent lips down to your naturally glowing skin. Handmade with natural products to enhance your beauty and nourish your skin. It's time to love on you and unleash your inner goddess. Shop fallenangelcosmetics.com so you too can get looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. And also, y'all, we have a spring promotion that will be kicking off tomorrow. We have a $6 lash sale and a $1 glitter sale. And I'm also dropping the Spring Goddess Box and the Spring Guide Box. Y'all don't want to miss it. Be sure to follow so y'all can keep up to date.
Hold on now. You said the Spring Goddess Box and the Spring Guide Box? And
oh, yes.
And hold on now. You got a lot going on. Hold on. You can't just roll past that all quick now. Hold on. So what the hell is the Spring Goddess Box? What's in that?
The Spring Goddess Box will include, you will get a lash of any style of your choosing. You will get the whole set of glitter. You will also get an eyelash glue adhesive pen, so it works as eyeliner and eyelash glue. That way you ain't got to worry about messing up your lashes or your makeup. You will also receive a body oil, shea butter lotion, and a bundle of sage. You know, you got to clear it out.
Okay. That's a nice box. Okay, so what the fellas getting?
Fellas. Let me talk to y'all. So, in y'all box, y'all going to get a beard oil, a sugar scrub, two body oils, and some shea butter of your choice, however you want it. Original oil if you want it scented.
So basically what you're saying, y'all, you're going to help everybody get pregnant real quick.
Yeah, back to the basics, baby. We got to get the looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. And what better way to do this than have that glowing natural skin? We got to take care of us. And love.
First of all, you talk like you believe in what you believe in. Also, guys, make sure you also go out there and support our girl, Yvonne. Go to www.ashemporiumet.com. Get the tea. We are getting ready to go in the spring. So if I have my way, I would tell you you want to get that zeal tea because it's good for energy. It's a good booster. So definitely do that, man. Did I miss anybody today? Oh, also go to www.bellasbarsandherbs.com. Check out her soap. Yeah, man, we got to make sure we support our small black businesses. So definitely get out there. Fallen Angels, whatever. There's a whole bunch of things. Helen, since we got on business for a minute, I don't know if the production manager has shown you yet, but we now have the new logo seal for the Roundtable Family Production Media Company. So for those of you guys who haven't seen it, the production manager is getting ready to throw it on social media so y'all can see it. But it is done. It is out. It is ready. So the Roundtable Family Production logo is done. I am happy. I want to thank the production manager and her graphics team and department for putting that together. I'm gonna say this. I am thoroughly pleased with it. I had no hand in this. This wasn't me. This wasn't me leading the pack. This was her idea. This was her thought. This was her process, and I think it's beautiful. So I just want to say congratulations to our entire team that's going to get to enjoy that logo, being all over the world and being out there. But just, I mean, it's amazing, man. When teamwork come together and people are not doing things for selfish reasons, it's amazing the things that you can accomplish together.
Yes.
So, all right, guys, without further ado, I got a couple of things that we need to get into before we take this next commercial break. Helen, let me ask you a question. Did you see or did you read about the foolishness in Florida that happened at the COVID-19 vaccine site where they were starting to give out the vaccine to people who just, because what happened was they've been trying to give it to everybody that falls up under these certain particular guidelines, right? But for some reason, everybody haven't been showing up for it. So, like, some people would show up, other people would, you know, whatever, but they've been having the risk of having to throw it away. So they told everybody, hey, if you want the shot, you could come get the shot. Boy, listen, let me tell you, you do realize they damn near had to send all these people home, right?
Oh.
Well, that's crazy. They had to call the police.
I'm watching the test dummies. I want no parts. I'm watching y'all.
Listen, they fighting for it now. Listen,
they can fight
blood
all
the time. They're over there beating up each other.
Ain't nobody coming near me with no needle.
Wait, say that one
again. I say ain't nobody coming to me with no needle unless it's a tattoo or a piercing. That's it.
Okay. I had to wait and ask that again because at first I thought you said ain't nobody coming to me. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh,
now,
I need you to clean your ears.
I was like, wait a minute now. I don't need to know about all that. That's your life. All right. Here's one more. You gonna like this one. Did you read the story about the woman from Wilmington, North Carolina? She always felt like and knew she had was adopted, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a real story. Okay. All of a sudden, she wanted to go and find out who her biological parents are. So she did, you know, her and her adoptive parents went out there, did a search to find the information, to find out who her adoptive parents were. Come to find out, you know how we always joke and be like, ooh, I must have been adopted and my parents were murderers?
Oh, shit. No.
Her, her dad was actually a murderer who was listed on the FBI's most wanted list, and he was number one on the FBI's most wanted list.
Oh, wow.
Putting Caroline on the map, baby.
For me after that.
Listen. I feel bad for anybody who tried to piss her off. Killing is in her bloodline.
That was.
There it is. I ain't gonna mess with y'all no more. All right, do we got anything else we need to cover? Because I feel like I forgot something. Did I miss something? I feel like I forgot something. Ooh,
did
I
you
was,
hear that
no,
mother
was
killed in Clarissa, Missouri? Huh?
There was one question that I did want to ask Dwayne, and we can get back to him when he comes back, but I want to put this out here and I want to see what people say. You can write into the show or whatever, but I had to think about, I thought about this, and I wanted to come up with who is my favorite, I'm not going to say favorite, but who do I consider to be the best shooter of all time in the NBA? And when I say shooter, I ain't talking about, like, just dunker or best turnaround. I'm like, if you got to put this person on the court, and you got to get a bucket from anywhere on the court, three-pointer, half-court, three-quarters court, layup, whatever, but that person got to shoot the final shot, whether it be a two-pointer, three-pointer, whatever the case may be. I had to think about who I would pick to be the best shooter, and I came up with a list.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to upset some people because I think people are – prone to just liking who they like.
Mm-hmm.
But I came up with five because I like when I do lists, I like coming up with at least five because I think you can't go with one because there's very rarely a clear cut number one or something. But I found one. So I did pick my clear cut number one, but here's my five. Okay. And it's not in any order, but I'm going to give my number one as my number one. Okay. Reggie Miller, Larry Bird, Ray Allen, Peja Stojakovic, and number one is Steph Curry. And here's why. When I look at, and I've been watching the NBA for a long time, those are arguably the five greatest shooters to ever play the game all time. You got a better shooter?
I should say like one of the names on your list. That's all that is.
Who you didn't like?
Ray Allen.
And I understand why you don't like him, but we're talking about.
I know, that's why I just made my sound effects.
I already know. We're not gonna get into all of that. We'll keep that for tomorrow's show because we got halftime and game time tomorrow, so we can leave that for tomorrow's show. If you want to come in while I'm talking about that, you can come in and join that conversation and talk about that tomorrow because people do need to hear the truth about that. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, it is story time. We are going to have story time tonight. Helen, we got an interesting conversation we are getting ready to talk about, but we will be right back after this here quick commercial break.
This one goes out to all sides worldwide. Let that play out.
One morning I woke up next to a dick bitch, took a shower, dried out, brushed the gold teeth like slick bitch. Topped up a session cologne like Dougie brushing the flesh, nigga blessed with a sesh after slipping on my slick bitch. Behind discover me, hit the front porch, two women butterly, lovely in front of me, got my head gone. I sent the bitch in the bed home, cause one of them got chocolate big thighs and the other one was a red bone. Where y'all going? Y'all think it's hell. What's your name? I wanna get up, what y'all doing tonight, shit? I got some homies that's lonely, never phony, we on some hype shit. Call up the buddies that you be tight with. We ain't really gonna be doing too much though, we're riding around, bumping sounds, tripping out while we flame James. Tapping the horn at the homies again. gang bang, it's slang came to maintain some all the same thing. But we can chill at the crib and play phase and kick some ass a bit. Be past the click and get passionate. Grab your buckle and a bassinet and get into some more nasty shit. Live if I could decide to try. Don't play me bogus, this ain't a spin move and I ain't got no time to lie. Tell your girls we gon' be sliding by. But hit the weed to first because my click gotta be riding high. Cause it feels so good. When I ride up, five. Rollin' super, super fillies and hoes. I remember when I was a child.
The way we get in the hills.
Me and my homies hooked up, so time was took up with niggas we love. Smoking on the bud, the flame tight. Tripping off how we surviving this record to rain to try to hang tight. Getting fucked up on gang night. Used to be gang fights, now we gotta try to relax with the strap. Even though we see Devo back to back, we still be holding stacks to packs. Rolling through a black. Ashtrays with blunt reds and crack stacks. Hustling and chillin' is what I'm focusing on. Bending through bitches' cribs, hoping it's on. If ain't no stroking, we strolling alone. Rolling the cone, not really tripping because we taking smoke to the dome. Up in the tones while figure rolls and hair and bones glisten from off the sunlight. Deep in the fees with the head done tight, booty hung right, and every night we see at least one fight. Hooking up with my fellow West Side clicks, not together much, but when we all fat fillies and rug huts. Despite the envy and jealousy throughout the others, it's love, brothers riding, cause all y'all my motherfuckers. So put the black magic on the ties and get the wax off the chrome. We gone, the blaze on till my brain's blown. Hoping to get my thing on, no matter what block you stay on. Kicking it around my world, it's the same song.
So the monsters just flame on.
Looks like we was willing for spurtings of blood. Now we got gators on, hurting the club. Facilitates where they serving the dub. Now we got Urkus and Bush, straight beating up the block, searching for love. Reach up and hit the deep ball, peek through the smoky delight at the body. Right, what the party like? Now you was live as I. Come roll with me so we can ride the sky. But only if you let me play with you while we riding high, cause it feels so good.
It feels so good.
When I ride up, I roll through the hood with Billy's and hoes, like I've been nowhere to go.
It feels so good. How we keep it in the green.
All right, guys, welcome back. We are in the second hour of Big Back and Friends. Again, if you want to call in for the raffle, let's get that out of the way first. The number is 563-999-3090. Again, the number is 563-999-3090. And here's the question for tonight's raffle. Make sure you call in. The only way you can win, you have to call in. Here's the question. It is from Friday's show, and it is this. What was Focus's one word for the closing of Friday night show? He gave a specific word of the day. What was his one word that was represented with word of the day? If you know what it is, call in 563-999-3090. That is the only way to enter and win the raffle. You must call in first, right answer wins. All right, let's get to the story time real quick, because Helen, you're going to enjoy this one. This one came straight from the production manager, and I think this is interesting. So let me read this real quick, and then Helen, I'm going to let you talk first before I give any answers. I'll tell you when I am done, because this is a good one. My husband's baby mama threw a birthday party for their 10-year-old daughter yesterday. The baby mama told my husband that I was not invited, so my husband did not go. Now, my husband's family, mostly unmarried women, are bashing him for his decision to stand with me, and they are accusing him of being a bad father. His own mother said that I should have been understanding and not become upset if he had gone to the party without me. The baby mama and I have no bad blood. We have never been disrespectful to one another, have not had any arguments or any types of disputes. But she told my husband that I was not welcome to the party because of my attitude. By the way, his daughter loves me, and I'm also known for being very kind and direct. Is my husband right for standing with me, or should he have left me behind to attend his daughter's party to satisfy the family he came from? Now, Helen, I'm going to let you as a woman answer this first because I want to hear a woman's standpoint. So I'm going to give you the complete mic. I'm going to tell the production manager to mute me because I want to hear a woman's point of view before I give mine.
Helen, did we lose you? Okay, I think we lost Helen. I don't know what's going on. So with that being said, I'm going to give you guys my take on this. Then while we're waiting on Helen to get her life back together, I don't know what happened. I think she died. She gone. She went away. But I'm gonna break this story down a little bit. First off, let's go back into this. First off, the husband was going to a birthday party for his child. Number one, here's the problem that I have with this, and I've said this many a times before, ladies. When a husband and a wife gets married, this is just my principle. This is my belief. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. I am a believer that husband and wife becomes one. They become a unit. They become together. They do everything together. Their life is exactly what it is. They are a unit. They are a bond. They are a strong, committed team. They are a unit. For the baby mama to say that the wife can't come, unless you're telling me, hold on, let's get Helen in here because I want to hear Helen's point of view first. I really want to hear Helen's point of view. And since I don't think she heard anything that I said, Helen, did you hear the whole story?
I heard till about where it was the baby mama didn't like the wife's attitude or something.
Okay, so towards the end. So basically didn't want her there because she didn't like the attitude. By the way, the daughter loves her, being very kind and direct. Then she went on to say, is my husband right for standing with me, or should he have left me behind to attend the daughter's party to satisfy the family? So what do you think?
I don't know. I need more information.
Here's what I look at. Let's do this correctly. Because let me show you how this would have boiled out. First off, the mom saying I don't want you to be there, to me that was an insult. Why? Because that is that child's father. Now, if her daughter had came out and said, you know what, mom, I don't want her there. I don't like her. I don't feel whatever. That daughter has the right to say that because that's her party.
Yes.
That party is being thrown in her honor. So had that child said that and felt that way, I completely understand because of what here's what parents don't understand. We do so much. We start speaking for our children, not understanding sometimes what we're speaking for our children is hurting our children more than it's helping our children. If that little girl has a loving relationship with her stepmother and you're throwing the wedge, you're the dickhead, you're the asshole, you're the type of female I don't like, you're the type of female that I wouldn't speak to on the side of the road if I had the opportunity to.
And that's why I feel as though there's missing. Obviously, there's an issue. The baby mama got an issue with the wife or something. And I also need to know, how long they've been married.
I can tell you what the issue is. The issue is who she fucking, her husband. That's what the issue is. Her issue is with the husband. You don't have to guess in this. The issue that baby mama has is with the husband. Because why would you tell his wife not to come to the child's birthday party? It wasn't like he was coming to come play cards. It wasn't like he was coming to hang out for the 4th of July. This nigga wasn't coming around for Thanksgiving, none of that. They were coming for the child's birthday. I don't understand. You're making this personal when it's not personal. Especially if you're telling me that woman already has a relationship with the child, because now we're putting that child in a position where we now have to explain to the child why her stepmother is not there at a event and an engagement that is directly there to entertain her. And this is why I tell people all the time,
If my wife is not allowed to attend, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand what I mean by that. I didn't say she had to go if her invitation isn't offered. I don't need to go. I'll give you a perfect example, right? Kula Fest is coming up in May, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody who normally attends Kula Fest with me, the first thing that they ask me when I say, hey, I need two tickets, the first thing they said, oh, my God, your wife is coming? I said, no. They was like, she's not coming. I said, she already told me. That's not an event that she wants to go to. They was like, oh, man, that sucks. I thought we were going to finally turn up with the wife. And I said, no. I said, it's not that she doesn't want to go. That's not her thing. And I respect it not being her thing. That was something that we had enjoyed before she came in. But guess what? If she wanted to go, guess where she'd be at?
Right there.
Right there. And this is what people have to understand. When a man and a woman who is married, this is what I tell people. Don't compare being to dating someone to being your spouse, because they're not the same. When a man and a woman decides to become one, is what they're saying. If one can go, the other should be able to go. Now, there are some things that you're naturally going to do without your spouse. Like, if I was going to go get a haircut and I was going to go take my three sons to go get a haircut, I don't necessarily expect my wife to sit in the barbershop with me for 3 hours while me and the boys is getting haircuts and shooting the shit and playing dominoes and doing men's stuff. Now, if she wants to, she can come. But I don't expect that. But that's the same thing that when a woman goes to the beauty salon and her and the girls go spend 3 hours getting their hair done and doing all of that, I'm not going to go sit in there and look at her get her hair done for 3 hours. Hell, I'm not trying to be in there for 30 minutes. But it's the reality that the relationship becomes one. And for the baby mama not willing to accept that relationship for one, her problem is not with the wife. Her problem is with the husband. And she needs to address the husband if she has a problem and not take it out on the wife. Because I've seen that foolishness too many times. And at the end of the day, if you are a baby mama or a baby father and you got a problem with their other person, you don't have a problem with them. You have a problem with the fact that they're fucking somebody else. So move on. Sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings in that, but I ain't going to sugarcoat that one. Because I'm so tired of people talking about, oh, my God, so-and-so's baby mama, blah, blah, blah. We have empowered these dumb bitches.
I agree. If I should be looking right, this don't make no damn sense.
I wish. And like I tell people, I don't call either one of my ex-wives baby mamas because we had kids together. I call them my ex-wives. But I wish any one of my ex-wives would disrespect my current. Because guess what? We all are mutually adults here. They're not going to disrespect her. She's not going to disrespect them. We can all mutually get along. But if we can't mutually get along, guess what? I can separate myself because guess what? My current don't owe none of them shit. That's why I respect that man, whoever that man is. Big up for you for standing on principles and being a fucking man. Because we got too many little boys standing out here saying that they're men. So, again, if I offended anybody, I'm sorry, but that one, I had to get that one off my chest and from the heart because we got to tell the truth in these situations. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with my new favorite segment, and it is Black People Are Dope, and we're going to check in on the raffle and see if we have any people who have won or willing to say they won the raffle. So, again, the number is 563-999-3090, and we'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Hey, other night, you home alone.
Me, nigga, if you really want me, tell me what happened to the Tiffany gifts and all the quality time and Caribbean trips. Now you creep with them freaks every night of the week. I send you 745 by the side of the street. I'm sick of being lonely, I'm ready to creep. You out tricking with your homies, I'm hitting the streets. What? Now you
don't finish your statement. You alone, call me. I'll be your replacement. Put me in the game, coach. You should let that lane go. Let me lick on your neck and go down. No mo better, freakier feller from the field to creep with. When your guys are damaged, honey, you looking good, more good than a plate of neck bone. Tenderized and yummy, the energizer bunny can't compete with me, cause I be going and going, growing with more motion in your ocean from night to morning. Heavy huffing and puffing, breath stinking and yawning. Something so pretty as you at home alone, that's unbelievable. Like when the cow jumped over the moon. Now I never put nothing before you. You're picking a folk over a spoon.
Kelly, you remember that classic right there?
Yes, sir.
Don't finish your statement. Listen, I threw this list together today, this afternoon, and I gotta say, so far I've been impressed with my musical selection. Yes, I'm gonna be arrogant and cocky right now. I'm impressed with my musical selection. You ain't got to like it, but I love me. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and go over the trivia question one more time. So here it is. We're gonna go back. I'm gonna read it one more again because I don't want nobody to be like, oh, I didn't get a chance to win it. Okay. The question is, what was Focus's one word for the closing of Friday night show? You literally have until the end of this show to get that in. If not, then we'll roll it over to Wednesday's show, and we will be raffling off that item again until we get a winner. So, again, don't say we not giving out. Y'all got to call in.
Y'all better be paying attention.
Hey, y'all got to – hey, they got to call in. I don't come up with the questions.
If not, y'all forfeit that and it come to me.
See, y'all don't understand. Helen been trying to win these prizes before we even got started.
Look, I'm just saying, dang, I want to be able to participate too. Let me go to just being a watcher, a viewer.
You
get to
participate
for like
to eat all the, look, you be getting to eat all the food I be making.
That ain't participating.
All right, Helen, let's go ahead and do this, man. Let's get into my new favorite segment, and it is called Black People Are Dope. Do you got somebody for tonight?
I don't, not tonight.
Okay. Well, I have someone, and she is actually one of my favorite female basketball players of all time. Her name is Cynthia Lynn Cooper Dyke now, because she's now married. She was born April 14, 1963. She is now a current head coach at Southwestern Atlantic. Texas Southern Lady Tigers. The league that she is in is the Southwestern Atlantic Conference, better known as the SWAC. Okay? Cynthia Cooper is also voted as one of the top 15 WNBA players in WNBA history. Upon the start of the WNBA, she played for the Houston Comets from 1997 to the year 2000 even. She was named the most valuable player of the NBA Finals in all four seasons and then again returned to play for one more year in 2003. Cynthia Cooper still holds the record for the most final MVPs with four. On April 30th, 2019, she was inducted. She was introduced as the head coach of the Texas Southern Lady Tigers for basketball as the position that she's held. And she's also also coached at USC, UNC Wilmington, Prairie View A&M, and she's also played professionally for the Phoenix Mercury. So let's thank everybody for our Black Person is Dope, Cynthia Lynn Cooper Dyke. And if you need to know what year she entered into the Hall of Fame, she entered the Hall of Fame in year 2009. It's always hard for me to pick between her and Cheryl Swoops when it comes to my favorite female basketball players of all time, because they're like one and two for me. But Cynthia Cooper, when the WNBA was starting, if you want to go back and look at some amazing highlight clips, an amazing woman who just did wonderful, crazy things with the basketball and was completely unstoppable. Like, you knew when Cynthia Cooper got her hand on the ball, she was straight buckets. If you ever want to meet a female straight buckets, because I know how they try to give all these new people names and titles and all of that, go look up Cynthia Cooper and look what Cynthia Cooper did for the first four or five seasons for the WNBA, and you will see a person who was the tallest. She wasn't the tallest person on the court, but who she was, her energy, her charisma, her passion, her drive, her tenacity, she was the biggest person on the court every time she played, no matter what. So that is my Black Person is Dope for tonight's show. Helen.
Okay. What's up?
We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap up this show. You ready to end this show out with a bang?
I'm ready.
All right, y'all. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we're coming back with our one word of the night. All right? We'll be right back.
Thank you.
right, guys, we are back. It is time to get ready to wrap it up with the word of the day. Helen, before we wrap it up, man, I got to bring this one more story to you because this is funny. The production manager sent me this, and I want to make sure that we talk about this. So there's a girl who started a GoFundMe, and here's what the – because I want to read it because I thought I was tripping when I saw this. And you got to also see the comments too. So the GoFundMe reads as follows. I need help getting back home. I'm stuck in Atlanta. Let me read what she goes. I went to Atlanta for the All-Star weekend with $400, only booked a one-way because I was waiting on unemployment to pay my way back, but they baited. I need help surviving and making back home to New York. Please, anyone help? First of all, Helen.
She found one of them hoes been in them U-Hauls.
Helen, first off, before I even read the comments, let me roast this real quick. First off, her goal that she needs to make is $1,300. Do you know how cheap it is to fly from Atlanta to New York right now? $1,300 to fly from Atlanta. Now, mind you, Atlanta is a major hub to fly from Atlanta to New York. Bitch, you don't even got a layover. You're going straight there.
Yep.
So let me read. So somebody donated $5, and here's their comment. First of all, I'm not donating $5 to comment. But here's what they wrote. Your raggedy ass knew damn well you ain't have shit when you got to Atlanta. Them little fives better come right back to little bad body. And then somebody said, good luck, fam. Know any fire artists trying to get a professional engineer, professional mixing service, less work. Somebody else put on here, do better, sis. And then the other one is, I want my shit back when your unemployment hit.
I know that's right.
Oh, listen. And I'm saying this because I actually had somebody shoot me an inbox to a GoFundMe, and they was like, oh, I need you to help me. I'm trying to move such and such and such and such. Let me tell people this, right? I want to ask people for help all the time. Like right now, I'm writing investment letters because I want people to invest in my brand. And I want to show them how they can invest in my brand and make money back by being investors. But what I'm not going to do is beg somebody for some money because I want to move. I'm not going to beg somebody for money because I made a bad decision and now I'm stuck somewhere. Like, I'm sorry. Y'all,
as a woman, how can you make such a stupid-ass decision? Bitch, where's your friends?
She ain't got none.
Because as a woman, I would never. I'm not about to plan a trip somewhere I know I can't afford and I'm living off of unemployment right now. That's dangerous as fuck. You might not even make it back. People
would
drive
me crazy. They let these apps and social media and technology get them fooled. They need somebody's grandma to slap the shit out of them. If I wish like hell, Shirley would see one of her daughters alive talking about they need $1,300 to get back from Atlanta.
And what kills me, though, is people feel so comfortable with asking people for money. I had a girl, I don't even know her. She had the audacity to hop in my inbox and ask me for $20. But I don't know you. I ain't never had a conversation with you a day in my life.
Mm.
But you gonna sit here and ask me for $20.
Mm-hmm.
They be on Facebook begging. Oh, I can't do that. Like, what? Wait, hold on, bitch. Where y'all pride went at? Who cares?
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
I'm not,
Mm-mm. As they end this COVID, you're going to find out who's broke and who ain't.
I'm trying to tell you.
You're
going to
find out who broke and who ain't. All right, guys, it is time for us to end this beautiful show. We have done what we came to do what we did to do, and we did it, and we've done it, and I like it. So it is time to wrap up this beautiful show. Helen, give the beautiful people a word of the day.
Fun. You only get one life. Live it. Have fun, but don't be stupid about it. Have fun and enjoy what
you
do, and own up to that shit.
All right, guys, we have all types of stuff that's going to be coming out tomorrow. Watch us. Helen has flyers dropping. I have flyers dropping. We have promotionals coming on. Tomorrow we have halftime is game time at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. So make sure you come in, check that out, participate with that. And we just got stuff going on. So if you want to be a part of it, support it. The halftime is game time. Will probably be a Facebook Live show tomorrow. So if you want to participate, just get in, get on Facebook, go to DJ's Roundtable on Facebook and follow that, and you'll be able to watch Halftime is Game Time. There will be no Blog Talk link for that. So if you want to watch that, you want to participate with that, you have to get up and you have to get on Facebook tomorrow for that. All right, guys, so here's my word of the day. Pulled this earlier because I was thinking about something that I've been doing for the last couple of weeks. And here's my word of the day. Thank you. Thank you again for another wonderful show. It is always encourage those that we love. If those around you are falling or failing, it is our fault that we walk by them and choose not to help. You can't help someone. It doesn't take much to help. It doesn't take anything to be a helping aid to someone. But don't think because you're helping them, you're hurting yourself. Encouraging others and helping others in your community be successful helps the entire community be successful. So I love y'all. I'll holla. We'll see y'all next go round.
Give me chills, giving migraine headaches from breaking these pills and these chills.